This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have APL Federal Credit Union's very own Sean Mannion. He was here talking to us about how LGB has greatly enhanced their communication efforts with their members. One of the big stats that we saw in there is that they helped lower their delinquency rate by 20% using LGB's text messaging solution there. So, and there's all sorts of other great numbers and anecdotes that Sean shares with us in this conversation. So check it out.
Yeah, and I'd probably say we began using LGB end of 2021. We started with MeridianLink as our new loan software system, and we found that there was a hole in communication with members. We would use whether it's their system or email, and we'd be getting calls or other types of communication from members saying, "We're still trying to follow up on our loan. What's going on?"
Yeah.
And I had spoken to Mark Miyamoto from LGB probably in June of 2021. And I said, "Hey, let's just wait and see how MeridianLink, what happens here."
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it became more efficient. However, it might have been 50-50 whether members were hearing from us or not. And that was, staff was frustrated, members were frustrated. So we began looking at LGB again. And to be honest, that's all we really were trying to use LGB for at that time, was to enhance our communication with members.
Okay.
And I bet you by the end of 2022, 70 or 80,000 texts have gone out, and I haven't heard from one member that hasn't gotten communication from us. So initially, we were looking really just to use LGB to enhance our communications.
Okay.
We also were getting document gathering from members, because that was also part of a painful process to get them to email it or send it to us. It has morphed into more than we could have ever imagined. We began.
That's a good discovery.
Yeah, and it is. And it's, some people call me the VP of LGB now because I've talked about them all the time. But when you believe in something, I mean, it's easy to talk about it, and it's enjoyable to go over what we've experienced. Our accounting department now uses it to part of a wire verification
process.
Oh, wow. Our HR department uses it to confirm interviews, just because we've all had a lot of turnover. So now they text with members now.
Oh, that's cool.
I also head up collections. One of the things that we do is every week, a text goes out to members that are between 8 and 14 days delinquent, to give them a payment link. So that wasn't something that we were doing. That wasn't something we were thinking about using, but now we do. Another thing that LGB and I came up with is we all hate loan coupons. Nobody really uses those much anymore. So a day after their loan funds out of MeridianLink, LGB and I came up with a solution that members will get a text saying, "Here, if you want to set up a payment using an external FI, here's a link. Or do you want to go into eBranch and set up recurring payments?"
Yeah.
I don't know the percentage of folks that use it, but I can tell you that our Loan Express Pay, which is this Express Link, we introduced that mid-year, and now we have probably 10 to 15,000 people doing it.
Wow.
This has probably helped to get those numbers up.
Yeah.
But it's funny how you have one vision, and then as you start to use it, you're like, okay, how can we keep using this? The other thing is we now use it for reputation management. Marketing was a little reluctant to use it.
Okay.
They were like, "We don't really want to send it out to members." But our Google reviews, we went from a 3.5 to like a 4.2 now.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's been helpful. Our other branch might have been a 3. Now it's a 4. So it's...
Wow.
It's getting there.
It's worth you're seeing results for sure through the
yes.
use of them. So yeah, for sure. Can you share with me the cause kind of the thing that really raised my eyebrows is how you guys lowered your delinquency rate by 20%. Can you share with me how that occurred? Because I think that's, I mean, obviously, you know, delinquency and, you know, all of these things, that's, you know, a trend that's rising right now because of various reasons, the economy being one of them. So can you share with me how that number came about?
Yeah. And to be fair, our delinquency, like others, are beginning to rise just because of the economic changes. But APL, we're very lucky. We're in Howard County, Maryland, an affluent county, not only here, but nationally. Mm-hmm. Now, our delinquency has been fairly low, but what this really helped with is I was contacting members between 45 and 60 days delinquent. People don't really want to get on the phone and talk about their problems. People look at an email and go, I'm not going to respond to that either.
Right.
But man, they respond to texts.
Isn't that amazing?
And so it's, you know, whether it's somebody with a car loan or somebody with a home equity line of credit or a first mortgage, they were responding. Mm-hmm. And they're more apt, at least in our experience, they were more apt to, hey, this guy's texting me, let me respond. Because mm-hmm. although it's I don't want to say we sent a personal text, but it's like, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, try to reach you via letter. Nobody responds. Nobody opens up mail from their financial institution too much. But they were responding to texts. So if our delinquency, I'll just use 500,000. We have low delinquency. It dropped probably to 400,000. And then, so the power of texting and seeing, because once you have that communication with somebody that's struggling, they're going to keep responding to that text is what we have seen.
Yep.
Now, do we have some people that don't respond? Sure. Mm-hmm. But email wasn't working. Letters don't work. You know, a phone, if I'm calling from here, it may not say APL FCU on their phone. They're not answering. I don't answer the phone either. But texting worked very well for us.
Yeah, and it's amazing how text has become this immediate response mechanism, you know? So like you said, all these other forms of communication seem so passive now compared to text. You know, whenever we get a text from a family member or a friend, your credit union, 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to respond to it and quickly too. So yeah, so it's amazing how that customer behavior or member behavior has evolved over the time with the technology too. So yeah, so I can totally see how the delinquency would drop that amount because of that new technology. There's another thing in there that caught my eye too, that you've dropped your loan application volumes or your loan application call volumes by 60%. Can you share with me the story behind that story? Because I think you mentioned something about the contact center and in the beginning of our talk. So share with me that number.
Yeah, well, obviously member service representatives are on the front lines. And so I would go around asking them, hey, how are you guys seeing LHP's working? And two ladies who had been here maybe 6 months, like, oh my gosh, you've made our life so much easier. And I was like, well, what is it? She goes, I used to be able to do maybe 10 to 12 loans, but now I'm doing 18 to 20. In about the same time. And she says, I'm not always on the phone anymore. And so I you know, it's okay. It was one person. So then I went to another branch and asked the same question.
Sure.
And a gentleman had been with us a few years ago, Sean. I used to be on the phone several hours a day, always calling people back, or they were trying to reach me. And it was just a never ending process. Now I have a text communication with them. I can respond to them immediately, or, you know, even first thing in the morning, if they sent me a text at night, so I'm responding to them, I'm sending them a link to get their documents and they're closing quicker. So the numbers that a few people threw out were 50 to 60%. And then we looked at our call volume and saw that it was down, but, the fact that our staff was able to process loans quicker.
Completely. Oh my gosh.
It was huge. And our call center has seen some drop as well.
Yeah.
We do want to use LHP and have a number for just our call center, but we haven't done that yet. We think the call center volume will drop as well, but the loan volumes, I mean, we closed the most loans we've ever done in 2022. Without Eltropy, we would have really struggled to meet that demand.
That's amazing how that, oh my gosh. Yeah. So this is such great news. So before the recording, we were talking like, okay, what's next for you? Cause you mentioned something about video, because obviously Eltropy acquired the folks at Pop.io a year or so ago. And so, so it looks like you guys might be implementing the video aspect of it here in the future. So share with me what you got, what's planned in that area down the line here, if you will.
Yeah. And we're planning on going live April 11th. So pretty soon. And we're doing some testing with folks that are remote and also within the branch. We as others fight fraud, and we think using the video will help identify people using some of their identification verification that Pop.io has. Our accounting department, they would like to use it as well. They feel to process a wire for them takes quite a lot of handholding. We want to make sure it is who you're talking to and verify as much as possible. They've seen what the video aspect can do as well. So they plan on probably using that 300-400 times a year. So not only just with memberships, loans, but we plan on using it in our accounting department as well. It's just another layer of security that we want to do for ourselves.
Of course. And I think your members would appreciate it as well, right? I'm not only the staff and the credit union, but I think your members too would appreciate that. That next level of security gives them a comfort level as well. So all in all, Sean, how has this technology benefited your credit union? Because it sounds like, you know, production's up and fraud is down and all the numbers that we all talk about day in and day out are doing what they're supposed to do, it sounds like. So can you share with me kind of the benefit message here that Eltropy is providing you guys?
For years, we were way behind the technology curve. I think we were effective of being inefficient. We would make things work by combining three or four different systems and then sending paperwork out to members and just having staff go, oh my God, it's so difficult to do something.
Yeah.
Eltropy has enhanced our efficiency along with MeridianLink, but right, I know right. This is with Eltropy. The communications with members, I think I said to somebody the other day, out of 70 or 80,000 texts that we've had, we might have had 4 or 5 members opt out.
Really?
Which was really cool.
Yeah.
Now, when I send out collection texts, we'll have some people opt out. And that's understandable.
Right.
But the fact that members are willing to communicate over text. Mm-hmm. We get texts at 10, 11, 12 at night from a member trying to get something. And the first thing in the morning, you can work on it.
Right.
So our efficiencies have gone up, and our reputation online through our Google reviews have gone up as well. So it's something that when you see when staff's happy about a process and we keep adding layers to it and they're excited to see that videos on coming.
Yeah.
That's good. When you have frontline staff grabbing you, going, oh my God, this has been so cool for me. That means more than anything.
Yep. Happy staff equals happy members. So yeah,
you
guys are doing it very, very well. So good stuff here, Sean. Anything else to add to wrap up? Because I know I want to have you guys back on when you get the video aspect of it going, because I'm obviously biased in the video department. So I'd love to have you guys come back on when you get that going. But for right now, anything else to add here? Because I think the numbers and just the anecdotes that you shared really paint a great picture of how this technology is really working well for you guys and your members.
I would probably say to any credit unions that are considering this type of technology, I would say, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
It's something that we embrace. I've talked to several credit unions just saying, you know, what it has done for us. And like I said before, our initial vision was one thing, but it's really branched out into so many different areas and so many different departments to which I have other departments going, how can I use this? And that's really cool.
Yeah.
But if somebody's on the fence and you're listening, I would say, you know, get on the phone with Eltropy and get it going.
Right on, right on. And I think, and just one last thing. I'm sure Eltropy is very grateful for you guys finding new ways to use their technology too. It's like, oh wow, we can use it there too. So I mean, so mm-hmm. I bet they're appreciative of that as well. So it kind of sounds like that old cliche: everybody wins in this picture. So yeah, good stuff. Good
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, Sean. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for your time today. And congrats again on the success of you guys working with Eltropy. And I look forward to having you guys back on when you get the video part of it going, too. That'd be a lot of fun.
Love to. That'll be in about a month. Yeah, okay. Sure will.
All right. Stay tuned. All right, Sean. Thanks again. That was a lot of fun. Well done.
Yes, sir.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.